This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I thought we were walking into a funeral procession. You don't even know your list.
This is rocked out. What are you talking about?
Who'd you say it was?
This is Deep Purple, isn't it? Lazy.
The name of the song is?
Lazy.
Are you sure the name of the song is Lazy?
I don't know.
Normally, when anybody gets inquisitive like that, they've caught you wrong in something.
Is it not Lazy?
I don't know, but you tell me. It's your list.
Yeah, pretty much every song I picked, the title of the song was Lazy by whatever artist. So whatever, I have no idea how these sound. Like I
this
said,
this song sounds lazy.
Maybe that's why they call it that. They're like, hey, we just wrote that song and it's awful. What do you want to call it? I mean, we didn't put any effort into it.
It's picking up.
Oh, I'll go ahead and go on record and say this already sounds better than that whack ass Dire Straits song.
Dire Straits says way better than this.
Please let the beat kick in. They were just getting you a little. It's Deep Purple, man.
Let the beat kick in. The body's cold on the left. The cards and gifts are on the right.
It's
you walk
Deep
into
Purple,
a funeral,
bro. You got to spark that J before you jam. Aw, snap.
It's like you're talking to a guitar.
What
Barry
the hell
says,
did you hear that?
The guitar claps back with. Awful.
4.5 million views, shockingly enough.
That was more than that whack, stupid-ass Dire Straits song, wasn't it?
Was it or
no,
wasn't
it? No, it wasn't. It wasn't even close. It wasn't even close.
Really? Give my dollar back.
It's too late, man. It's been consumed.
Ugh. This is a great song. I don't know what you're talking about. This is Lazy by Deep Purple, and it's amazeballs.
You know who doesn't know who they're what they're talking about?
Me.
Well, besides you? Chris Broussard.
Uh-oh.
The one time ESPNer that couldn't stop saying LeBron on ESPN. LeBron says he's gonna go to LeBron.
Chris Broussard, the worst breaker of news in the history of news breaking.
And he always could screw things up, but he found a new way to screw things up now. Because now he decides to come out, and I saw this on Twitter the other night, and I couldn't believe it. Then I found the audio to where he actually said it. He wanted the Rockets to get swept. Well, I'll let you hear it. So he goes, see how outlandish you think this is.
I am a big fan of both James Harden and Chris Paul. In 2015, when Steph won his first MVP, I voted for James Harden. I thought he should have won it that year for carrying the Rockets. He obviously won it last year, and I voted for him then. Didn't vote for him this year. Went with Giannis. But as much as I like those guys, I hope the Houston Rockets get swept.
What?
Because they are representing so much of what is wrong with society today.
Oh, now you're going to paint with a broad brush.
Yes, I am. Let me finish.
This is societal.
Let me finish. Number one, and this is relegated to the world of sports. They are too analytics heavy. All right, we see it in baseball, Rob, where now it's all about home runs and launch angle, and you don't care if you strike out 200 times a year. Doesn't matter, just hit homers. Small ball is gone. Don't manufacture runs. Don't steal bases. The switches. It's too much analytics.
Yeah, I mean,
that was it?
There was more to it. There was a bunch.
I was
going to
say, this just turned into like the Chris Broussard show.
Yeah, we only have so much time, but it was like, dude's just. I mean, is he?
What did he say
Bayless
bad about the Rockets though?
He said they should get swept.
He wanted.
He said they should get swept because they're too heavy on analytics and they're everything that's wrong with society.
None of that
didn't
makes sense.
Style of play.
You guys, you're going to get upset over a crazy man. I mean, those three didn't even connect in any way, shape, or form. The Rockets getting swept, the fact that they're into analytics, which, by the way, the rest of the NBA is too now, and society, I mean, it just sounded like the ramblings of a crazy man.
Well,
I don't think he was attacking the Rockets.
I didn't say he was attacking it. I was throwing it out there to get people's take on the fact that this dude is like spraying bullets all over the place. He tweeted about it too, where he was like, I don't like their style of play.
Let me tell you,
like analytics.
You know what that was? That was Chris Broussard's attempt to be like Stephen A. Smith and get some run for a hot take. It was awful.
I compared it to Skip Bayless.
It wasn't even a good hot take.
It was a Skip Bayless tweet. It was discombobulated
at best.
When I saw the headline, I was like, all right, when he says the Rockets are everything that's wrong with society, he probably was saying it tongue-in-cheek. He was probably joking, and he didn't mean it. It was like a bit, right? And then I click on it, and he was absolutely serious. That's what makes it
cringeworthy. I mean, you know what I expected?
But I agree with you.
All I heard about the headline was, he hopes the Rockets get swept because they're like society, they're everything that's wrong. I thought it was gonna be like they're crybabies, they're sensitive, they whine too much, they complain, they don't just go out and do that, this, that, and that. It had nothing to do with that. Analytics? Like, Chris, you're reaching, dude. You're being a broke ass Stephen A. Smith because that was a stupid ass take that had no real point.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of the
At least come out with something that would relate to society. What does analytics have to do with society?
The double irony in this is he's doing this show when he's making these comments with Rob Parker.
Who's Rob Parker?
Rob Parker's the guy that got fired from ESPN for making racially insensitive comments about RG3 back in the day a couple years ago.
He said he's not a brother. He's a corn roll brother. That's the inappropriate. Wording that he used.
Where do they do this show at?
It's an FS1 byproduct, whether it's
like a podcast or something.
Yeah, enough said. Yeah. So it's not even on FS1. It's a podcast on FS1.
And he was tweeting about it too. And again, like I said, when I set it up, I also said he's doing his best Skip Bayless because this is just trolling. This is just getting people fired up.
But even if it's a byproduct of FS1, that's still a massive platform for him to say something outlandish like that. I mean, there's definitely listeners tuning in and viewers to that podcast. If it is just, I don't even know if it's just a podcast. I'm just saying.
Maybe I'm sleeping on it, but I feel like that wouldn't be a very successful
endeavor. But there's still a platform there that
they paid.
There's still an audience.
They do.
They paid well to get a bunch of names to get it, like keep it moving.
You think there's a lot of listeners to this?
I think there are a lot of. I don't think
Chris Broussard and. Who?
Yeah.
Rob Parker
fans out there?
Yeah. I think there's Chris Broussard followers because of how long he's been covering the NBA.
Wow.
Before
Brian Windhorst was so prevalent, Chris Broussard was a guy that everybody was trying to get on their shows and talk NBA with. When he was on ESPN, he was a pretty popular guy.
Okay. I mean, yeah, But was it because of Chris Broussard or because he was on ESPN?
I think a lot had to do with the fact that he was on ESPN. He had a lifeline to LeBron.
Think about this. No one knew who the hell Brian Windhorst was until he was on ESPN talking LeBron. When LeBron goes away and Brian Windhorst is relegated to FS1, everyone's going to get to forget about him. I mean, I don't know. Like, Chris Broussard has never been a guy that's captivated me with his information or his takes because both of them are bad. He's never broken a story and been right about it. He'll guarantee you this is going to happen. It's almost 100% fact it'll be
the
opposite.
He had that one story that he tried to break that was wrong. I actually can tolerate Broussard. Rob Parker, I've never been a fan of.
But
see, Rob Parker could be sitting next to me and I'd be like, who is this? Ray Parker Jr.? I have no idea.
The debate show that's now Bomani Jones and the other guy. He used to do a show like that. He used to do several guest appearances where he was a quote-unquote expert.
Yeah. That's what I always remembered him as a guy that did several guest appearances that I just did not like.
Who, Rob Parker?
Yeah. I just have never been a Broussard fan. Look, now, I will say this. Back in the day, he's broken stories. Now,
100%.
Pull him. Yeah. Yeah, but Broussard back in the day when he was really had his finger on the pulse of the NBA, he could break a story. It's just, to me, it's always been so annoying because it was always him, you know, screaming about his relationships with LeBron and players.
I don't know. I just seem to recall him being wrong way more than he was right. And
I don't disagree with that.
And I'm not, huh?
I don't disagree with that. I'm sure that there's possibilities on that.
And I'm not up here saying like, oh, I don't know who these guys are. Like, I'm somebody. I realize I'm a nobody, but I'm also not on, you know, a public platform like FS1 begging for clicks by coming up with some whack-ass take like that. Like, there's no connection between those three things. That was a triangle of mess.
My little theory that I can't prove is deep down he's more of a Warriors fan than he is a Rockets
Probably
fan.
Probably so.
And I think he starts to see the Rockets as being a legitimate threat now to the Warriors.
Or,
and he's seeing that, you know, Harden getting to the free throw line all these times and the fact that they stick to what they do and shooting three-pointers, and it's actually kind of working against some good teams, and it's bothering him because it's not traditional. Yeah, what the Rockets are doing is not necessarily traditional.
No, it goes against the long-standing principles of basketball in a lot of ways because threes are better than twos, and it's threes and layups and all those things. Smart. And a lot of people that are purists don't like it. But the other thing is, I would take it a step further, Nick, and say the other reason why he probably has the side that he's taken, because he still has relationships with Warriors guys.
That's another thing.
But he doesn't have relationships with Rockets guys.
Yeah.
Because they're the younger generation of players. And they don't even know who the hell he is, probably, for some cases. So, wow. All right, we'll continue to roll on. Plenty more to get to. Final hour of the show. Calls are rolling in as well, so we appreciate you. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, or hit us up on Twitter. We're back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
It's time.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Man, this is such a good song.
At the end of this song, does he say he leaves the light on for you?
Don't talk during my jams.
We have the best rates and the best rooms. We'll leave the light on for you.
This is called, hold on, I gotta pull up my
Lazy?
List. Yeah, this is called Lazy. By, don't tell me, Nick.
Please
this
tell
is
him, Nick.
Lazy by Tony Joe White. And going out, that was Lazy by Suede. And to start the hour, it was Lazy by Deep Purple. I bet you can't guess what my theme was, since we weren't given a theme by our producer this week.
So, I was. I gave you guys a theme.
Guess what? Bumping out will be a song called Lazy by Low. I can't wait to hear what that sounds like, because these are awful so
it's
far.
Awesome. You don't even know what your own
I have
sounds
no
like.
Idea. What, do you really think I would pick a song this
and
awful?
For that, you will win.
It's so
it's
awful.
The way our polls
what
go.
Did you say this dude looked like?
This dude, I'm playing this song off of YouTube, obviously, yeah. And he's wearing a denim jacket,
oh,
no shirt.
Hot. Oh.
And then he's got the bottom of the, it's unbuttoned. Or it's a denim shirt that's unbuttoned, and the bottom of the shirt is tied up in a knot.
Like
and
you Daisy can see, Duke?
And you can see, like, the bottom of his...
Navel?
Yeah.
Is he hot?
See.
No, I'm just asking.
No, is he cut?
Is he hot? Is it worth it? Like, is he George Michael Lamb
should,
hot?
I'm tweeting this out right now. Barry is funny, should lose just because of this picture.
This is so good. This picture. This is a great song. I have this on my winding down, sipping some cocoa late at night list.
Do you?
Yeah.
No.
I got to go make that list real quick. All right, this is awful. Turn this off.
Well, speaking of awful, you want to have some fun.
Yeah, let's do it.
I just tweeted it out at the producer, Nick.
Okay.
That's a terrible picture.
Okay. Of you or, oh, the guy.
Of Tony, what's his name? Tony Joe White.
Tony Joe White is the man.
No one stopped great him song. Back in the day.
From tying his denim
from,
shirt.
From tying his denim shirt
go.
Like that.
I
no
guarantee
one.
You,
not one
he
person
had
thought that
YouTube
was a red flag.
More YouTube views than Dire Straits.
Not one person in the 70s thought that was a red flag. That's a problem for me. In the 70s?
Tony, listen, we know we get it, man. We get it, but you got to untie the shirt, bro.
You lose just because of that picture.
You shut your mouth. That was a really
disqualified.
Good song.
Disqualified.
You know what that actually reminded me of? Chappelle Show. The beginning
it
of
does
the
have like a common like,
yeah,
but the little guitar.
And it did sound like the Motel
like
6
the
thing kind
of. Commercial.
That's
like,
so funny.
You've been driving all day. You need a place that's going to take
are
care
you
of
feeling
you.
Lazy?
We're going to leave the light
tie
on
your
for
shirt
you.
In a knot and get on down here.
Campfire in the back, marshmallows in the vending machine, but we do need dollar bills. It doesn't take change.
That's good stuff.
Okay, go for it. I know you want this, so.
I don't know if I want this.
All right.
Damon wants to Give an opinion, it says. Damon, what's up?
Yeah, well, I got two things. I want to give a take on the series and then about your comments about the Chris Broussard thing. I just found it. Well, first about the game, I think the Warriors are ripe for the picking tonight, man. They're known for giving up blowouts at home. And I think the Rockets may be more focused than the Warriors. And the Rockets are definitely a more cohesive unit at this time. I think the Warriors are treading on some dangerous ground. If the Rockets could jump out to a big lead, I think you can see them disintegrate. If
like
you can
Thanos?
Start the game off, just... if you can start the game off tight. And the last thing about Chris Broussard, I find it ironic. Y'all talking about who the credibility of Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. And if I'm not mistaken, Barry Laminack, didn't you get on the radio by winning a contest? Like, what are your sports credentials to be talking about Chris Broussard and Rob Parker? These are nationally recognized guys, national writers, journalists.
Yeah.
They've been
What did they do? What does a writer do that makes him an expert?
They've been covering.
Did Chris Broussard play in the NBA, Damon? Did Chris Broussard play in the NBA?
No, but he's been covering the league for a very, very long time. But what are your sports credentials?
When he started, was he 5 years in? I watch sports. I can't have an opinion. I can't make an educated opinion about stuff.
Chris Broussard and Rob Parker do the same thing, and they're actually around the athletes. They're actually around
We're around the athletes.
How many locker rooms have you been in this year? Exactly. Dude, I can watch sports and make an opinion like anybody else, and
right.
I guarantee
but these
you.
Guys are directly
Damon, let me finish. Damon,
so
you asked your question. Shut up and let me finish.
You host a radio show in Houston. And you're talking about what do they do?
Man, cut his mic off. He's not going to let me finish. I'm going to answer your dumbass question because you don't have the comprehension of what an opinion is. I'm not out here breaking news. I'm not out here saying something's going to happen and then it doesn't happen. I watch a game and I give an opinion. If you don't like the opinion, if you think it's a dumbass opinion like Chris Broussard had, that's one thing. But not playing sports doesn't mean I can't have an opinion on the game. Do I come on here and break down X's and O's to the nth detail? No, because I wasn't a player, and I'm not going to do that. But I can give you opinions, and I still know sports.
I can still
understand the game of basketball, the game of football, the game of baseball.
But let me ask you this. Damon. What are the credentials that they have that we don't have? That's all I want to know.
Because he's a
writer. No. I'm not trying to compare the credentials. What I'm saying is you guys...
You just did.
Listen. I'm not talking about your opinion. We all have opinions, and Chris Broussard just gave his opinion, but instead of talking about his opinion... You guys went to talking about the credibility. Who's Chris Broussard?
What's your last name, Darren? Is it Broussard?
Because of this or because of he worked for this?
No,
Those guys are nationally educated.
Damon, in regards to the credentials, they're the same. They're just on a national platform. We're on a local platform. I've probably produced for over 100 on-air personalities. I've covered 100 events between boxing, UFC, Bellator. I've traveled the country. I've covered over a ton of NBA games, NFL games, Major League Baseball games, hockey games. I've been around athletes. The credentials are the same, so you're just wrong. Now, Chris Broussard had an opinion on his show, and we disagreed with it, and we're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
But for you to come on this show and say, hey, what is your credentials? That's just dumb. Someone can have an opinion, and we're allowed to disagree with it. That's what it's all about, Damon.
Because here's the thing, Barry. One, you don't have to break it down to the umpteenth degree. But anyone that listens to this show on the regular knows you know sports, okay? And you can break down games. It's not just about your opinions. But people need to remember, too, that before it was really classified highly as sports radio, it was talk radio. And talk radio is discussions and having a back and forth and having different opinions. And you taking a side and me taking the other. And not always agreeing, and sometimes you do, but drawing up more dialogue from listeners because it's interesting and entertaining. That's what the job is about.
First of all, this job isn't about, and by the way, for my credentials, I won a radio contest in the fourth largest media market in the country and parlayed that 6 week trial into a midday show where we've won our time slot and we've been set as high as second in the entire city in sports talk radio. That's what I've done with this team around me. Also, I had to beat out an ex-football player. So if you want to talk about credentials in sports, and I'm not knocking trap, I'm saying that's exactly what happened. Is I auditioned for this show on a Monday, or I was on Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday, Thursday. He was on Monday and Friday, and I still got the gig. So, Damon, my credentials are is I earned where I'm at right now. I earned it. Did I play sports? Hell no. Have I ever come on here and pretended like I have? Hell no. I knew that going right from the beginning, that if I tried to act like I knew X's and O's, like former football players and former athletes, I would look like a fool. I don't do that. I come on and I give an opinion. You may not like it. That's fine. Just like I don't like Chris Broussard's opinion. But and you don't have to agree with it. I mean, but to come on here and question credibility when we're in the opinion business is asinine. I don't need to have played sports to give you an opinion that I think James Harden is a flopper or that I think Dak Prescott is not going to be a good quarterback. That's an opinion, bro.
Yeah. I mean, I think everything was you can, like, he's obviously a Broussard fan, and that's fine.
Obviously.
But and that's
his
fine.
His last name's probably Broussard.
But his first take, Nick, if he was just listening to us, we already covered a segment ago or so when I said that they were ripe for the pick, when I said that this is as vulnerable as this Golden State team has been in 5 years.
Yeah. And how long have I been saying that?
You picked either the Rockets or Thunder to beat
them. I've been telling you guys that the Warriors are not the same Warriors, that they've been vulnerable and they've looked bad and they're not as deep. And I got heat for it early in the season. Oh, rightfully so. But that was my opinion. But again, this is the opinion business, Damon. It's the lamest thing in the world for someone to say that someone in the position of media has to have played sports. Really? Do you what other business is that where you say, oh, well, if you didn't grow up I don't know, drilling for oil, you can't work on an oil well. Bro, it doesn't, it's dumb. It's a dumb, lame way to try to discredit what we do on this show. It's a lame way to try to discredit me by saying I didn't play professional sports. That's weak.
It's one thing that if you want to take Chris's side, which would be dumb too, in my opinion, but if you want to take Broussard's side and create and call in and have a discussion, fine. But don't take pot shots at a man's credibility. That's ridiculous.
Somebody said, I think Barry might cry. No, I'm not crying. I'm mad. Did he piss me off? Absolutely. Am I crying? Bro, this ain't the first time somebody said
this. Because it was kind of targeted at Barry.
What
is your credentials, Barry?
Yeah, okay, great. So do you respect Sean Pendergast? Because guess what he was before he did this? He was a caller to a radio station, just like I was a listener to a radio station.
He won the smack-off.
Do you discredit Sean Pendergast, or do you respect his opinion?
Matt Jackson was a longtime caller, nuts, ended dude. Up on the radio.
That's all you are. You're on Broussard's nuts, and it's sad.
I was going to ask him to say LeBron.
Because, like, he literally is the same, taking the same path. I'm just behind him. He's been a writer for longer. Guess what he started as? Nothing. And he got a gig, and he parlayed it. Good for him. I even said, I know I'm a nobody. I literally said that right after I said his take was stupid. I said, don't get me wrong. I realize I'm a nobody, and he's on a national platform. I'm not up here pretending to be something I'm not, Damon. I know you want that to be the case, but I'm not.
And the reality is they're just seeing more, but they're doing the same thing. They're doing a show from a studio, and then when they go to events to cover events, that's what they do. The only difference is you're seeing them on a different platform. I mean, the credentials are not necessarily different. That's all I want you. It's better for you not to lead with that, sir, if you call in.
Yeah.
And just say, hey, I don't think you should agree or disagree with what Broussard's take. Yeah. So, but now I know what to say to make Barry angry. So, question his stand-up comedy credentials. That's the first thing I'm gonna do tomorrow.
No, that's fine. that's fine. I just think it's silly that he was trying to make it look like I didn't deserve to be here. And I'm sorry, but I earned the right to sit in this seat. I have earned the right to be here. Whether it lasts is a whole different thing. But I went through I jumped over every hoop and went through every hurdle. Nothing was given to me. I had to earn this. I was in a competition for this seat with a professional athlete. And again, I'm not trying to discredit that. That's a fact. I earned this seat, bro. Ugh.
Yeah, it's, I mean, look.
It would have been, here's the thing. If you want to call and participate and have a discussion, then call and say, Barry, Chris Broussard broke this story. Chris Broussard got this right.
Tell me I'm wrong. That's fine.
And then you can have a discussion. But this turns out like this when you come at people like that. It's the best way I can put it.
Yeah.
All right, we've got people. And by the way, Damon, there's a rule. Okay, you're on one.
Don't
today.
Call back.
Yeah, you can.
Now he's calling.
But that's back. For everybody, no. Damon. It's not because we're being.
Yeah, we have a rule
call
on
tomorrow.
This show. You
get call
one
tomorrow.
Call tomorrow. Yeah.
Be glad to take your whack ass call tomorrow.
So, and make sure you practice saying LeBron. Okay, before we head to the break, I do want to tell you, we were talking about, we were goofing around about hotels, but the best way to get the best rates when you're traveling, whether it be for business and or with your family on a vacation, is to go to besthotelrates.com. How do I know? Because I've done the research. They have deals with over 600,000 hotels worldwide, not just in the United States, all over the world. So if you're traveling for business or you're looking to get a low-priced vacation set up for your family, don't go to those other sites that try and do the combo platter for you or say that they've got deals done. The numbers back it up right here. With all those deals on all those hotels, besthotelrates.com gets you into a great rate, and they do all the work for you. All you got to do is go to besthotelrates.com. You plug in your destination, your dates of travel, and boom, just like that. You're looking at discounted rates for many of the hotels you were probably considering going to get a room at anyway, but probably going to pay a lot less because the discounts are always passed on to you. Save your money. Book your hotels through besthotelrates.com. It's top-notch customer service. They back up your reservations. And you stay safe and secure whichever hotel you pick because, again, they've done the research. Check them out, besthotelrates.com. Start planning your next trip today. It's in the name, besthotelrates.com. Hang in there. We're going to be back in just 60 seconds right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com. It's not enough. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
That's a good-ass song.
Dude, I searched for like 3 minutes to find a good spot to start this song. There wasn't a good spot. There was no good marker at all.
No? I feel like you found it. God, I love this song. This is
what you listen to when you're on drugs.
So when you're wearing the short shorts running on the back trails of the Laminack Estate, is this what you're listening to?
I closed my email. I got to tell you what song this is. What is this?
Low?
Yeah.
Lazy. Low is the artist, Lazy is the song.
Lazy, okay.
1994.
I knew it was Lazy, but I didn't know which one.
Low had at least three or four top 42 hits, didn't they? In the adult contemporary charts, of
By
course.
By the way, that picture of whatever his name is, old Whistle Britches?
Something white.
Tony something.
Oh, my God. You were not lying.
Three names ending in white.
How did he survive back then?
Yeah, I am totally, I lose because of just that.
Tony Joe White.
Tony Joe White has a denim shirt on tied at the bottom, Daisy Duke style.
Mullet.
He's got a mullet. He's got hair cleavage on his chest and a pendant that he's rocking. That is the ultimate 70s man right there. Wow. He's probably got a doobie in his shirt pocket. That's what they called him back then. Got a doobie, man.
Is he cut? Oh,
that's on you. Well, not.
I'm assuming from what I'm reading, Nick, that a old friend of the show is calling in, maybe from South Beach, maybe from Destinations Unknown. Is that White Magic?
It might be. I hope it is. I don't know. What's up, man? Welcome to the show. Is that you, White Magic? Going once.
Hello.
White man? Negative?
Nope. Just says white.
White Magic moved to Florida.
Yeah, not there. No. All right, well, let's do... Josh wanted to talk about the Curry family, but I have a feeling we'll have to circle back to the Damon call afterwards. But Josh, what's up, man? You had a Curry family topic?
Yes. So I don't know if you guys saw this, but apparently Aisha Curry went on Will Smith's wife's show and was talking about their private life in the bedroom and how she wasn't satisfied with it and how she was having it issues with girls always checking Curry out but not her, or guys not checking her out, and she went public with that. So I kind of want to hear y'all's take on that, one, and then two, do you think there's going to be any chirping towards Curry's way, like during the game tonight, about how, you know, like Harden hits a step back three and shoots a look her way and then looks right at Curry or something like that? I don't know if you guys have heard about that or something, but I kind of wanted to hear what you guys had to say about it.
Appreciate the call, Josh. Thanks for hanging in there. I did hear about this. We were talking about it at the barbershop this morning, man. Yeah, she came out. Now, I didn't hear the part about the bedroom
and lack of performance or anything like that. But this is a quote from the article where she told, by the way, you know you've made it when someone refers to you as Will Smith's wife instead of Jada Pinkett Smith. I like that part. But this is what Aisha Curry said on Jada Pinkett Smith's show. She said, something that really bothers me and honestly has given me a sense of a little bit of insecurity is the fact that, yeah, there are all these women like throwing themselves at him. Him being Steph Curry. But me, like the past 10 years, I don't have any of that. I have zero, this sounds weird, but like male attention. So then I begin to internalize it and I'm like, is something wrong with me? Yeah, I'll tell you what's wrong with you. You're not an NBA star. Like that's how groupies work. No one's going to be groupies because you wrote a cookbook. Like you think dudes are going to be like, oh, yo, hey, I love your cookbook. Can I have sex with you? Like, first of all, dudes aren't usually groupies like that when it comes to chicks. It's a different kind of creepy way that they do it. But they don't just walk up and act like a groupie. But I could see where that would be, like, I would get jealous if the tables were turned. I could see where people would get jealous of their husband constantly being hit on. Mm-hmm. But to say that you don't have groupies, why would you think you would have groupies to begin with?
Because she does cooking shows and opens restaurants, and there's people that are enamored with everything she does.
Like Eric Sandler would be a groupie of hers.
Maybe.
Okay. I could see that.
I mean, but here's the thing. I don't understand why we're having this conversation because of the fact that it's part of what you sign up for. You know, when Bryce Harper's wife did this the other day. Oh, because of the fact that he's got groupies that just come in and these hot chicks are sending pictures and saying, hey, I don't know, what you're doing later, when you come to this town or whatever like that. It's just, it's part of the deal. But you also built a relationship with someone that you put trust in to know that they know the right from wrong. But from Aisha Kerr, here's the thing. Smart girl, smart lady, okay? And she's got a lot going for her. But don't tell me that she also didn't have the platform that she has and has expanded it as much as she's done because of the fact that she's married to Steph Curry.
Yeah,
that's a great point. This popularity because of Steph Curry. And hey, and this is my wife. Remember the kids making all the appearances at the press conferences and everything like that.
Yep.
And the next thing you know, Aisha Curry, she's got restaurant chain. Remember, because her restaurant chain was getting heat before the season even started because there was one in Houston. And Rockets fans didn't like it. But you know what? It's publicity. We were just talking about it on a totally different topic, but publicity's come up.
Kevin,
I mean, publicity, negative or positive, it's good publicity.
KJ had a great point, too, on Twitter. He said, he said ho, but he meant how. How about, quote, she's married and no one thinks they have a chance. So why would you shoot your shot? Like, you're just regular old bum-ass NBA fan, and you're like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try to bang Aisha Curry. And then you're like, hey, what does he have that I don't have? Like millions of dollars and fame and a 3-point shot.
That doesn't matter.
Why would you? Yes, it absolutely does.
For her, in her mind, it doesn't matter. It does, but in her mind, it does. She wants the attention regardless of the fact that he's making all that money. Believe me, in the moment, even if she absolutely loves Steph Curry, which I assume she does, and only wants Steph Curry, she still wants attention from guys. And that's the bottom line.
Well, and Jada Pinkett Smith even said, she goes, I've dealt with that for years, too, because I guess Will gets
more attention than she does.
Yeah.
Or gets
Jada
offers.
Pinkett could get it, though.
You know?
Jada Pinkett could get it.
Absolutely.
She's hot.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But Aisha Curry said, I don't want it, but it'd be nice to know that, like, someone's looking. Oh, my God. That is the most typical. Turn your station, females, because you're going to get mad at this.
I know.
That is the most typical woman thing to have ever been said. I don't want you to hit on me, but it would be nice if you did. What? Which one do you want?
Yeah, they
you
want.
Don't want
they
to
want
to
be hit
on,
but they
do.
Don't want to be hit on every single day. Like, there's girls that get hit on every day, and it's annoying.
And there's so many other things to be said too about be careful what you wish for, because then you're going to get creeped out by certain people that are going to start stalking you and sending you DMs. And you know, when we had Taryn in here, and she was talking about all those kind of things too, you may think you want that, but you're not even close to knowing what you're going to be up against.
Exactly, it's going to get so creepy. You don't want to just open it up to be like, hey guys, I'm a female, I'm kind of hot, I'd like to be hit on a lot. Oh no, you don't want that.
Take it from
you don't
a guy
want that smoke.
Who has a very pretty wife who's in the media
My
and has
meal.
Had to deal with
me, right?
Stalkers.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
Because that's when you realize it's not what you signed up for,
no.
And it's not it's all it's cracked up to be.
No. Getting the occasional, getting hit on is flattering, but there's also a point where, especially as a public figure, it can go too far and get weird real quick.
Oil changes, doorbells.
Yeah, trust me.
Road trips.
People in saying, hey, come across the border to Juarez and let's swing. And I'm like, that's code for murder. I don't think that's going to happen.
See, Chris Broussard doesn't get offers like that.
Shirley said, who was she prior to being his wife? That's a good point.
That's, but you know, without going that far.
But it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is. Like you said, like, she's getting all this fame and publicity by being married to him.
If Steph still had ankle problems, never got the big deal, never had the Warriors at this level, and never won the championships, do you think that her businesses wouldn't be doing as good, or would they be that prevalent and have that many of them and have them all flourishing?
Nick said the same thing. Collins, he's like, what man in his right mind would look at Steph Curry's wife thinking he had a chance? Like, why would you do that?
Stupid.
Yeah.
Well,
if she's talking like that, someone has a chance. Believe me.
Oh, think she would cheat?
Yeah. If she's talking like that, if she's saying, first of all, she is getting attention. She's not getting the type of attention that she likes.
She wants dudes,
guy attention.
She wants dudes falling all over her. And you're not going
to. That's not to say she's going to cheat, but there's a possibility
there. Let's be other.
Easy.
Never mind.
Yeah. I mean, everybody wants.
She doesn't want Brenda hitting her up to see what she's cooking for dinner on a Tuesday night.
Tell me who's got more run out of all the basketball wives. Who's got more run than Ayesha Curry? There's not very many. They must be on a show called Basketball Wives or something like that for
Justin
them to be.
Justin Basketball?
Yeah, just the basketball.
Shawnee O'Neal, Shaq's wife.
Oh,
yeah.
I couldn't pick her out of a lineup. Yeah, I could pick Ayesha Curry.
That was 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
I was going to say, but that's the only reason why, Barry, because back in the day, everyone knew who Shawnee was, and she's done Basketball Wives, she's done other shows, she's done things. But now, again, because Shaq was back in the day.
Yeah.
Much more.
But
and
I mean, I still watch. I never saw. Like, you can't watch Steph Curry play basketball without them showing his parents and his wife.
Yeah.
Very true.
Every game. So you know, you're right. Like, she's getting tons of run. What other wife gets that much TV time?
But she's complaining about attention.
Yeah.
But she's complaining. She's getting attention.
Oh, this is so good.
And she's complaining about attention.
It's a great question, though. I'm trying to think of, like, because, you know, literally, who's number two behind Ayesha Curry? I can't think because
I'm thinking about
Shawn O'Neal. Yeah, NBA. In today's NBA, Giannis isn't married. James Harden's mom probably gets more attention than
most. In terms
of
wives.
But wives-wise, because obviously he's not married.
There's no one else that gets more attention than she does.
It's probably true. Good call.
That's a great point. Now, right. Y'all stop talking over this great song.
At least this one has a video.
Who is this?
Awful. I don't know.
Who is called this?
Lazy. Express 2? Yeah.
Express 2. Lazy.
Express or
X, the letter
spell
X.
The letter X. Yep. That's what I was afraid of.
That's my jam right there.
I have a feeling that we'll get to some phone calls as we wrap this thing up and put a bow on it. It is the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
But some folks, they got money, and some folks' lives are sweeter. Some folks make decisions. I'm a lazy guy. I'm amazed at the way some people try and try and try.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey guys, real quick, before we get back to it, I want to tell you guys about GetUpside, man, because GetUpside is the play. If you like cash back, you like cash in your pocket, download GetUpside. It is completely free, free to use, free to download, and the cash you get is real, though. You're not going to pay money to get this cash back. These businesses that use the GetUpside app, that are in the GetUpside app, they want you to come to them. That's why they're there. Here's what GetUpside does. You go to the gas pump, you go out to eat, it gets you cash back on those purchases. It's that simple. That's it. And if you use my promo code Barry, Barry, you're going to get extra cash back on your first fill up through the app. It could not be easier to use. I tell you all the time, like, I use it, the wife uses it, Nick, AJ, a lot of folks here at the station, a lot of listeners are on it. I love when listeners tell me that they joined when I first started talking about it, and they're sending me pictures and screenshots of their account where they have $50. Somebody said that they went to they went to watch an Endgame using the cash that they made through the Get Upside app. Guys, it's legit. It works. It's real. No reason not to use it. I promise you that. You're going to get that cash back in 24 hours. All you do is upload a picture of the receipt when you pay with a debit or credit card. It's that simple. It's featured on ABC 13. There's plenty of businesses like to eat. Hey, you got Wendy's, Popeyes, Burger King, over 100 restaurants around the city, over 500 gas stations where you can get up to 25 cents a gallon. So make sure you put in my promo code. I want you to get that extra savings. It's promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. It's called Get Upside. Download to get that cash back and thank me later.
There you go. And if you want to thank us, because you're usual suspects, is we're going to have to really roll.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to try and get any of these calls,
in.
Unless y'all want to come back tomorrow. I do want to make sure we give back to the suspects before we get out of here. So ESPN 97.5 House of Blues want to send you to the Ultimate Craft Beer and Music Festival. Caller 9 right now. Caller 9, 713-780-3776. Caller 9 gets a four-pack of tickets to local brews and local grooves at House of Blues. Saturday, it's not till June 15th, so you can plan ahead if you win. And if you don't win, go to houseofblues.com/Houston and you can buy tickets. So you can chime in that way. Good luck.
Yeah, so the board is split between people want to talk about the Curry family and people want to talk about Damon the caller. So where do we want to go first? We want to put this Damon nonsense to bed first?
Go ahead.
How you want to end the show,
really? Because, yeah, we got a lot.
All right, so JJ's been holding the longest. He wants to talk about the Damon caller. JJ, what's up?
Are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, guys, it's been a long time since I talked to you. I think one of the last times I talked, I sent you some pretty nice text pictures.
What's up,
dude? Miss you, JJ.
I totally forgot about you, dude.
See, Joel, I told you I listen all the time. I just haven't called in about a year, but I had to call today to defend Barry because this Damon guy, I just made a quick little list here so I wouldn't blow this call because Joel always talks about having credibility. So I'm going to name off five guys, okay? Mike Tirico, Brent Musburger, Jim Nance, Mike Breen, and Ernie Johnson, the NBA. Those dudes never played sports, guys.
Ooh.
And they're some of the biggest TV personalities in the sporting industry. Those dudes did not play football, basketball, baseball, or anything. So this guy calling in challenging somebody's credibility on a sports talk show needs to not waste anybody's time by ever calling again.
Appreciate you,
JJ. We missed you, JJ. We got a role, but don't be a stranger.
Yeah, and hey, look, I've always said we know what my role is on here. My role, first and foremost, is to provide some entertainment. I'm not – no one goes, man, I can't wait to see Barry break down the pick and roll. Like, my job, first and foremost – I'm a comedian. That's what I my job is, to be funny and be entertaining and talk sports. So I get it that you expect certain things, but he brings up a great point in that. Guys like Mike Tirico, guess what? They started somewhere with no credibility and no credentials in the business. So that's a great point.
Let's roll.
All right, James wants to talk about the Damon caller. James, what's up, man?
Hey, man, this is James. Hey, that dude needs to stay off the radio. And first of all, a real sports fan, and I'm going to tell y'all, I listen from 1 to 7 because I think y'all's show and the next show is the best show that I've heard on the radio. I'm sorry, I'm frustrated, I don't remember the name. But y'all always say the truth. You talk facts, and you're not just a homer. You don't just boast about our home teams and cry about when things go wrong. You call people out on their stuff, and you make sure that you're talking about the best about the team to make it get better. You don't just say, oh, no, this went wrong, that went wrong, it's not fair. The rest. That's what makes y'all great, and that's what gives y'all credibility. And if he's too stupid to see that, then he needs to change the channel and find somewhere else to listen to.
Thanks, man. Thanks, man. Great call.
Thank you, James.
That show after us is called The Drive. Okay, so let's keep rolling because we only have so much time. Barry, you pick it.
Let's go Clarence on opinions. Clarence, what's up, man?
What up, guys? First off, Jada Pickett could get it ever since A Different World.
Secondly, amen to that. Amen to that.
Secondly, this dumb a-hole Damon. All right, I'm sure he listens to the Blitz more than anything. Y'all remember what they said at the beginning of the Blitz? The opinion of Fred and AJ. Opinion. This is opinionated entertainment business.
Yep.
What does he want to go listen to 610? Probably should go and do that. Maybe 94.1. Listen to some country or something. Come on, guys.
Thanks, Clarence. Appreciate it. All right.
Amen to that. All right. Last two calls on the board. Want to talk curry. We were talking about that. So
spicy curry.
I don't have my glasses on. Who's been holding the longest, Nick?
It was Mike. Uber right. Mike.
Uber what Mike. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Love the show. Just wanted to call and say that I don't think Aisha Curry's getting the attention that she wants because she kind of looks like Hines Ward. I don't know if anybody else notices that.
Oh, no.
Bro, she does not look like Hines Ward. If so, Hines Ward could get it.
You know why I love this call? Because I said, who did I say was hotter than Aisha Curry? And you guys absolutely killed me for it. Remember?
Yeah, you said Hines Ward.
And no, I didn't. No, I did not. Mike did, and it wasn't nearly as bad as what Mike just said.
You said Billy Ray White, the guy on the album cover with the jean jacket.
Was it
tied
a Taylor Swift thing? I don't remember.
But remember that, because I said to Barry in the break.
You said Taylor Swift was hotter than who?
We
Aisha
both
Curry?
Pointed out
was
that
somebody.
Steph's mom is really pretty. AJ agreed too. But I said the creepiest thing about all of this is when they show the family in the stands, because Barry, like everybody said, we see him in the stands all the time. She looks a lot like Steph's mom. That would really be creepy as hell.
Yeah.
I'm married. You know, you're knocking it out, and you're like, God, she looks like my mom.
Yeah. Got that light skin with them blue eyes. But my buddy Kanis had a funny meme he put on. He does all these quotes. He's like, see, Aisha Curry is proof that light-skinned girls are 90% feelings and 10% mustache.
Oh, man.
That's my guy, man. He's one of the writers for the Sunday show. He's awesome.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. All right, last one. Keith wants to talk athletes' wives. Keith.
Real quick, Keith.
Hey, guys. Good show. Just along Aisha Curry, if it wasn't for Steph, Aisha wouldn't have the career she has. But the ultimate athlete wife, Giselle. And I don't think Tom Brady needed to be Tom Brady to pull Giselle. Y'all have a good one.
Appreciate it. Yeah, a lot of names were mentioned. Lala, Kobe's
Lisa
wife.
Said Ava Longoria and Ava Kobe's Longoria, wife.
Yep.
And I said Gabby Union.
Yeah.
But the thing is, a lot of these women had their own careers before they met
their
husband.
That's the thing. All those names are pretty popular. And somebody on text line mentioned Brady's wife, mentioned Verlander. wife Kate Upton. These are all people, like, the difference between them and Aisha Curry is they all have careers that made them famous and would have done so without their husbands. Like, Aisha Curry doesn't
absolutely
have that.
I mean,
so
I'm
it's
sure,
completely
you know,
different.
She's culinary. She's got, you know, she's restaurants.
Yeah,
and
but she's not,
that.
She
but
might be successful.
Right.
She wouldn't be famous just opening restaurants.
Right. And it wouldn't be to where everybody, it's a household name
she wouldn't
before
be on
she
TV.
Even gets into restaurants or cookbooks or shows.
She wouldn't be on TV 82 games a year.
Right. If I just started a show and just said, hey, today our special guest is going to be Aisha Curry, only it's going to be Jane Smith. No one knows Jane Smith, but they already preconceived know who Aisha Curry is because of her husband.
Yep.
So, all right, we're running low on time. So we appreciate all of the passion today, or most of it, and all the participation. You guys are great, as always. So thanks for being suspects. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody, and stay tuned. The Blitz is next right here on ESPN 97.5.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.